You're watching WRKM Channel 22, number one in the region. Good evening. I'm Ralphie Martinez, and this will end in darkness. At home edition. As you can tell from the doorknobs and the wall and this ricochet autograph picture. Last week, we lost a dear friend. We were supposed to broadcast last week, but in the middle of broadcasting last week, our good friend, Sammy the Stan, who used to be the Stan right here, that would hold up our backdrop, passed away on the job. And that, to me, makes him a true American. He died on the job, as he should, as we all should. If we are lucky, there will be a job in which we give our entire lives to and never see our families and just truly believe in the mission so much that we will die there at the desk, even though he died holding up a backdrop support. He died as a hero. This will end in darkness would not be what it is today without Sammy the Stan. You know, people, but look at the history of This Will End in Darkness. There was me, there was my producer slash brother John, there was our table, there was our mixer, there was a laptop, that camera, and two stands, Stan and Sammy. They were there for the beginning of it all. And they stood with us still. We're trying to find a replacement, so Stan we gave the week off to. Stan is grieving. We respect his privacy at this time. Now we will not assume why did Sammy die. We will not infer that it might have been the vaccine. We don't know. Maybe it was the jab. But he was a great stand. He stood for us every episode, 72 episodes deep. And he will actually point more if you count the point fives and the one we never released. But this is a sad day, I guess. Sammy's gone. Now, he's a good friend. I used to drink with Sammy. I used to get high with Sammy. And we'd go to strip clubs all the time. Girls loved dancing on Sammy. He was a wild Stan. Though he had a family at home that he probably should have thought of. And, well, who am I? I'm no priest. Bobby only got to know him for a short amount of time. What'd you think, Bobby? Don't answer that, because you didn't really know Sammy. I knew Sammy. We don't need to hear from you. Sammy, Godspeed, buddy. What a stand. And if you've only been listening to this podcast, audio only, then you have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, do you? There's a backdrop and there's a curtain. You should really watch the YouTube. I'm not trying to lose our Spotify numbers now. You should listen to it on Spotify, then watch it again on YouTube with your friends. But Sammy was our boy, and we miss Sammy. And this is not me crying, this is me burping. But I would cry. But I've done that for the past week. But Sammy, Godspeed, my friend. So that's all you really can say, really. We were going to get a priest to come in and say some words about death. But all of them now have QR codes. I don't know if anyone knows that now. Right now, in France, They're putting QR codes on their priests. Let's pull up this article that I found, breaking that down. Loading up from News Channel 5, not my Channel 5, it's actually Nashville's Channel 5, which, who knows how good the reporting is there. French priests must carry a QR code as church battles sex abuse scandal. Catholic leaders in France will be required to wear IDs with QR codes in the wake of the church's sex abuse scandal. They kind of repeated the subtitle in the title. The Catholic Church will begin providing priests and bishops in France with digital ID cards with QR codes. The IDs are part of a recommendation to fight sexual abuse in the church. The IDs are good for 1 year and will display any potential restrictions a priest and bishop might have. Now, we're not going to send them to jail. We're just going to let you know they might be petty. Pedo. In addition to giving the name and date of birth of a priest, it will also indicate whether the person's allowed to be with a group of minors or not. So you can work in the church. But people got to scan your QR code to see if you could be around minors. This is kind of like WWE Supercard almost. Like imagine like there's like a game called Pedo Priest. And like you got to collect the QR codes. And each one has their own individual power. And like there's sapphire versions, bronze versions, and you never know when the Sapphire version comes out. So maybe not necessarily Easter Sunday, but a priest might be doing an Ash Wednesday thing. You go, you scan his QR code. Oh, I got the Sapphire Father Maxi. He's got like infinite pedo points in a certain situation. Now, I don't think they'll be doing pedophilia in a video game. I just think it would be, it's like Mortal Kombat, you know? Oh, like his final move would be like he summons a bunch of dead babies that he got rid of after he sexually assaulted them, and they become like a baby army and kill their enemies. Collect all the QR codes. I played Pokemon. I'm down to collect them all. The cards will be given to 16,000 Catholic leaders in France. That's a lot of scanning. Church said that its priests and bishops must be able to produce the ID upon request. So you're giving them an option. That's what it sounds like to me. If someone asks me, hey, can I scan a QR code? Why? You don't trust me, bro? You don't trust that I can be around your children? You don't trust that I can lead your congregation? By flashing a QR code with a smartphone and tablet, and who's carrying a tablet to church? Moses. An indicator indicates, you don't need to do that, whether or not the ordained minister has specific restrictions on the exercise of his ministry. This is like a whole weird one. But without specifying the nature in order to respect the confidentiality. So we're not even going to tell people. You scan it, but you don't know what he did. That creates a level of mystery for the pedo priest app game. Like you scan a QR code, you don't know what priest you got right away. You get him, you go home and you start, you know, Pokemon going it. And you find out, oh man, he's got 7 bodies under him. Which one did you get? Oh, the guy I saw last week's got 10. Remember like in Yu-Gi-Oh! They had like attack points? So it's all based on how many people they molested. Christine Padotti, that's not a fucking real name, who runs the Christian magazine, I'm not going to pronounce that, explained the benefits of the new system to France 24. Today's updated digital version is more modern and a new feature that allows someone to check whether a priest has been suspended. It's a good idea given the current context. It should prove to be quite useful. The Associated Press in 2021 that church officials estimated that 330,000 French children were sexually victimized within the Catholic Church over a 70-year span. How many kids is that per year? Let's pull up the calculator. Because in this world, stats matter, especially now because the NBA Finals, and everyone's really stat heavy right now. We pride ourselves in being an analysis podcast. Calculators, iPads take a bit. Hold on a second. Yeah, get out of here. All right, so I want to find out how many kids got molested. Jeez Louise. All right, here we go. Clear this calculator, sir. Here we go. No. 330,000 divided by 70. No. 70 years? 4,714 children. We didn't even kill that much people in Iraq. But the Catholic Church, running up the numbers, the MVPs of pedophilia, I think. But my thing is this. Is there like awards? Like defensive priest of the year? Like a kid tried to get to him. He's like, no, no, I don't want to. Or one thing a friend of mine suggested, what happened to a playmaker of the year award? You know, but it's more like how he made it happen, you know, like, wow, like he really caught that kid with the right kind of wine. You know, he really made it happen. He really put it together. He visualized it and he made it happen. What about the facilitator award? He passes a kid off to somebody else. He makes sure everyone's, you know, doing well on the team. Everyone's getting points. Who is the MVP in a given year in this situation when out of 4,000 children, who's got the most points? Who's the LeBron James is the question I'm always asking in this situation. But I do think, granted, I don't think it's a solution. I think you should probably jail the priest instead of giving them QR codes. But if you must scan them with QR codes, let's make a game out of it. Pokemon Go it. I would go to France for this game. I wouldn't go to France for other reasons. The Eiffel Tower doesn't amuse me or get me excited. Baguettes. Who wants to be Biggie, wee wee, Biggie? You know, they all talk with that raspy voice. I don't think we have any French listeners, only German, which are weird. Just a word to the wise, to the German listeners. I like Jewish people. I just want to point that out. Don't know about the, I'm not assuming. I mean, I'm not trying to assume a German's racial identity and how they view things, but we're not part of the Reich here. We like Jews, German listeners, but the French I don't like, because they're pussies and we don't have any listeners. And we just got banned from France, but I would go to France for this game. You know, walk around, go, sir, can I get to, boop. Oh my God, it's a ruby. It's a ruby. Father Pierre Ruby. Oh my God. You know, he's got like, then I find out he's got like 100 bodies under him. I'm like, oh, I'm never losing. Like, I'm never losing. There should be, the card should also reflect how they've been transferred different places. So if he's been transferred to a certain amount of different places, he should have more power in the power pedo game. Power pedo priest. That's the game now. Power pedo priest. We're trying to solve problems here. And I think this would definitely, and you know, it's a second life for the priest. If you think about it, you know, now everyone knows they're a pedo because of this power pedo priest game. And everyone will know, we will seek them out. We will embarrass them. Cause think about it. Everyone finds out you're the best in power pedo priest. Can I scan a QR code? Yeah, fuck yeah. Because now you gotta serve a service. Now you gotta be of service and not take from the service. But I do think with 4,000 children, well, 4,700 children a year for 70 years, maybe the QR codes are a little passe. Maybe you should jail them. Because if I'm going into a church, hypothetically speaking, I haven't been to one in years. But if I'm walking into one, and I scan this QR code, and it brings up something saying, don't keep them around minors. Why would I want to go to that church anymore? Maybe. This is where we get conspiratorial. Maybe the Catholic Church doesn't like certain parishes in France. So they send those guys to those churches. And people scan those QR codes going, I'm not going to that one anymore. I'm going to go to the next town over. Now that other church is doing better. The church they've chosen to do better. And all those pedo priests all in one church. I'm trying to think of what the Pope is thinking. But you can never really know what the Pope is thinking because he's a vegetable. He doesn't really say a lot anymore. Now, this might be a little controversial. What if we gave QR codes to the victims? Now, Now, hold on now. There's a second life for them, too. They become characters in the game as well. And they can fight back. It's a form of therapy. It's revenge therapy. You know? Now, what victim's going to admit it? I know if I was sexually molested by a priest, I wouldn't talk about it. Unless I knew I was going to get a hot interview on, like, Dateline or something. If I thought gay molested would take this podcast to the next level, I'd be lying about that immediately. But I still have scruples. Which I shouldn't. We need more listeners. But what if you gave them QR codes? Now it's, whoa. Sound to see? God struck me down for that one. He messed them. All right, you got it, big man. I was tossing an idea out there. He didn't like that one bit. But if you are in France, start scanning those QR codes. And if you are an app developer, steal my idea so I can sue you and get the rights back. But I want you to build it. I don't want to build it. I have no money to build. All right. The Wunderkind is now in college learning how to build things. And quite frankly, I don't want him building this. You want him building real legitimate businesses. The Power Pedo Priest wouldn't be a bad game. If you just take the template of WWE Supercard. And everyone does that. Remember when Flappy Bird came out? Everyone stole the Flappy Bird build. See, I learned how to say the word build as a thing because I'm on the internet now. You learn little things. Even my old ass knows how things work. Forgive me, but the hoarse voice. Acid reflux will get you every time. Are the QR codes colored, like, laminated? Like, could you tell off rip who you're scanning? Like, is it a gold for, like, someone who's really nasty? Or is it a blue for, like, he mildly touched some balls once? You know what I mean? Like, is there a ranking system? Because if there are QR codes, there needs to be a ranking system. In the spirit of the NBA Finals, not the WNBA Finals, no one watches that. But in the spirit of the NBA Finals, Miami Heat's in the finals, right? There's going to be some heat in France, if you know what I mean, at this point. Some hot heat France. But I do think there should be, if we're never going to prosecute these guys, start handing out awards. Player of the Year, Playmaker of the Year, Facilitator of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year. Six man, who's not a priest, but a deacon you didn't see coming. That's a great six man award. Maybe there's a sister that was doing it. Best gal. You call it the Brittany Griner Award. Because she's the best WNBA player. Not because she's, you know, not because she's a pedophile. She's a WNBA player. And she needs to cash in on her fame now. The Russia story's gone now. There's no documentary on it yet, which I find to be really fucking weird. Maybe I'm just a fame whore, but if I got arrested and sent to a prison colony, I would have a documentary out. I'm working on a documentary now on the fucking dead Stan. We got a 5-part documentary about Sammy. I'm gonna tell you right now, Sammy didn't have much of a life, but we're gonna cash on Netflix cash. Netflix offered it. We accepted it. At least that's what this random Twitter guy from Nigeria told me. And he asked for my email. And I gave it to him. And my bank account information. That wasn't weird to me. Because he's trying to help out a prince in Nigeria. And I'm trying to help out that prince too. But you know, it can't be all bad. It's not all bad. The kids of these pedo priests could have it worse. They could be working at McDonald's. Has anyone heard about that? 10-year-olds are working at McDonald's. Let's pull up the news story for NBC News, which cooks, you know what I mean? I still have to appeal to our right-wing fan base because apparently we have some, and I don't want to lose them, even though I'm kind of a centrist. Like, you know, the liberals hate me, which I'm fine with. But I don't want to lose my conservative guy because they pay for things. Like, they'll buy merch. Liberals don't buy merch, I notice. They don't really buy merch because they don't want people knowing the stuff they listen to. But the conservatives will go, hey, that's my guy. He said Brittany Griner should be in jail. That's my guy. He said, fuck the queen. That's my guy. What liberal's going to buy a lock her up t-shirt with Brittany Griner's face on it? Possible merch. Just letting you know. Merch drop in December, maybe? Christmas? We'll see what happens. 10-year-old among hundreds of children found working at McDonald's restaurants. Two 10-year-olds were discovered working unpaid as late as 2 a.m.? Damn, I never got to stay up past like midnight when I was 10 years old. These kids are living a dream. In Louisville, Kentucky. What do you got to say about that, Jim Cornette? Huh? In your backyard, Mr. Anti-Trump. This is happening in your backyard, buddy. I wonder if we can get into a beef with him. If I can get into a beef with Jim Cornette over this. Because he's a Wendy's guy. So if he takes Wendy's and I take McDonald's, fast food battle. We'll build up to a match. He's not going to wrestle. He doesn't really travel. He doesn't like flying. So we'll have to get him here. Brian Lass will have to drive him up. This is all wrestling jokes now. You're not going to get any of this unless you're a wrestling podcast fan. But me and Jim Cornette would have a great feud, I think. Be a hell of a promo battle. More than 300 children, including two 10-year-olds, were found working at McDonald's restaurants across Kentucky and several other states, Wisconsin, in violation of federal labor laws, and labor department said. In one case, the investigators found two 10-year-olds were working unpaid until as late as 2 a.m. at one McDonald's restaurant in Louisville operated by Bauer Foods. Oh, that's right, because you can franchise it individually. It's not necessarily McDonald's. The two children prepared and distributed food for others, cleaned the store, worked the drive-thru window, and operated the register. Do you see what's happening? Those kids have multiple skills. They can make your burger, they can fry your fries, take your order, and they knew how to do exact change. You know, we always talk about how the Chinese kids have it good working in those factories. They're learning keys to life that they'll use for the rest of their life. Their life will be short because they're working in a factory. But these kids are operating at a McDonald's on all levels. These kids can be managers of McDonald's by 13. Well, the skills they have right now. Most of the restaurants, 45 out of 62, goddamn, were in Kentucky. These two 10-year-olds were among at least 305 children found to have been employed in violation of federal labor laws across 62 McDonald's across Kentucky, Indiana, Maryland, Ohio. I'm not surprised by Maryland, though. Have you been to Baltimore? Bauer Food, Archways, Richwood LLC, and Bell Restaurant Group 1 LLC. So it has to mean it's a Bell Restaurant Group 2 somewhere out there. Bauer Food said the two 10-year-olds alleged to have been employed at McDonald's restaurant were children of a night manager. Oh, so their mom was the night manager. This is good. This is good. I'm going to tell you why this is good. Because these kids are learning some valuable lessons. All right? These kids are going to replace their mom eventually. And that's the key. You have to replace the workforce some way, somehow. This is how you do it. You take your kids to work with you at McDonald's. You die at your job and they just pick up right where they throw you in the garbage, though. They throw you in the trash with all the other food that no one's allowed to eat. They don't give it to the homeless. They just throw it out. And they throw your body out and you continue the franchise. Very Disney of them. These reports are unacceptable and deeply troubling and run afoul of the high expectations we have for the entire McDonald's brand. Are you fucking serious? The high expectations? You barely have meat in your burgers. So technically, child labor is right in with the brand of McDonald's, as far as I'm concerned. It is not lost on a significant responsibility we carry to ensure a positive, safe experience for everyone under the arches. Have you seen the average McDonald's worker? They're two steps away from blowing their fucking brains out at all times. There are guys who are in there trying to pay for college that are never going to finish that degree. They know it. It's never going to happen for them. McDonald's sucks their soul out and you become a permanent McDonald's person. Now, if you're listening to this and you work at McDonald's, consider this your wake-up call. Get the fuck out of there now. Go work at Wendy's. Go work at Dairy Queen if you can. Chick-fil-A, they're closed on Sundays, so at least you have the Lord's Day off. I would work at Sonic. Five Guys. Wouldn't work at Jack in the Box, though. I think they're overrated. In-N-Out Burger I never had, so I can't judge. Damn, it was that one in Wisconsin I had. Mooyah's. I would go work at Mooyah's because the Big Moo is the shit. All right? Like, random commercial for Mooyah's. They've got a burger that has, like, some spicy sauce. I forgot the name of it, but it's fantastic. And the milkshakes will give you diarrhea, objectively. But you'll enjoy it as it's happening. It was probably the smoothest diarrhea I ever had. Like, I've had diarrhea from milkshakes before. That's been pretty bad. But none as good old Mooyah's in the great state of Wisconsin. Eventually, we're moving the show to Wisconsin. That's what it just seems like it's going to happen. Because WRKM doesn't pay the bills here no more. They didn't even pay for Sammy's funeral. Which, to be fair, I made Sammy work that day. So I should be paying for their funeral service. But I'm not. Not because I'm an American, and I believe he should have saved his money and paid for his own funeral. The way these kids hopefully are saving their minimum wage from age 10 now. Too often, employers fail to follow child labor laws that protect young workers. Too often? In 2023? Under no circumstances should there ever be a 10-year-old child working in a fast food kitchen around hot grills, ovens, and deep fryers. You've never been to a Puerto Rican household. The employers face civil money penalties that are estimated to $212,000. That's it? For violating child labor laws? This isn't a bad thing to me. Because to me, let's be fair, right? My approach to the abortion debate has always been, there are some kids we don't need. Now, you're surrounded by them every day. You're on the train with them. You're at your job. You ever looked at someone and went, that person should have been aborted. That person should not have existed. What if we just stuck him in McDonald's early and have had to deal with them? The boomers are aging out. The millennials don't want to work at McDonald's. Gen Z doesn't want to work at McDonald's. Let's take some of the kids from poor, underprivileged neighborhoods and get them in there early. Train them up. They are going to learn capitalism at a high level. They're going to be the masters of the universe because they will learn how to sell fries early. The best fries. McDonald's has the best fries. Not the best milkshake. That's Mooyah's with the Big Moo. Once again, best diarrhea you're ever going to have. Probably not the best commercial for them, but the best fries. And being part of a winning team like McDonald's, that, like the Catholic Church, kills and potentially harms millions of people a year. You're part of a winning team. You're part of a winning team. Those kids know how to do more than I can. I can't work the oven at McDonald's, the fryer. I'd be a terrible, you know, clerk. I couldn't do the drive-thru. I'd be too nervous. I'd get panicky. These kids are better than me. And I'm 35 years old and I have a college education, community college education. A paper that says I went there, but those kids have more skills than I do. This is a skill economy. Throw away your dreams. Don't look for office jobs. Go to work at McDonald's. And these kids are so ahead of the game. Now, granted, now the government came in and took their job. They took their job. And that's not right. The government just kicked the nose out of it. Those kids were going for the American dream early. Is that not what we're supposed to be doing? Isn't that not what we all should be striving for? The sooner we work, the sooner we cash out. Those children are American heroes, and America has stomped all over their rights. Don't tread on them, America, but you did. And I think those kids should sue for the right to go back to working at McDonald's. If I was them, if I was their lawyer, I would go, ladies and gentlemen, the jury, I am but a simple, simple man. I know nothing of hard work, even though I am legally representing these children, so somehow I've gotten some kind of legal degree. But these children are what Thomas Jefferson, John Adams, and George Washington believed in. Those men worked the fields with their family as children. They changed the world in their 20s as revolutionary heroes. These children are simply following in the footsteps of our amazing founding fathers. And to take away their jobs, being the burger chef, being on the fryer later, working the drive-thru, working the cashier, hopefully fixing the ice cream machine, which is always broken, they are following an American tradition of surrendering your childhood and getting to work. Because childhoods are overrated. Childhood is where trauma happens. Avoid trauma, go to work. Get it, at least if you're going to get trauma, be useful, capitalistic trauma. And the fact that the United States government took away their right to go make their American dream tells me that we have forgotten who we are. And I would also like to point out that McDonald's does have the best fries. And if these kids will continue on that great legacy, then half the people in this courtroom who will inevitably go out and buy McDonald's later. And if you're watching this, you're definitely going to buy McDonald's, because I've said it enough times. You will be thankful that they are continuing on a legacy that will live on forever, that Ray Kroc imagined when he first made McDonald's. Now, he probably didn't think children would be working there, but he knew teenagers would. And teenagers are now lazy. Teenagers don't want to work for it anymore. We got to go lower. The teenagers have failed us. We go lower, we find the children, and we raise them up to be the great workers of the future. And I hope the people of this jury and the people in this court realize that I am doing the Founding Fathers' work by fighting for their right to be abused, but for a greater cause. God bless America. And then people would applaud and they'd be like, "Oh my God, McDonald's, 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 order, order, McDonald's, McDonald's." And like, fucking people just lose their shit, and I would throw McDonald's like fries into like the crowd, and they're like grabbing them and eating them because they're all fat fatties, you know, like, and the jury's pretty much made of everyday Americans that are all 300 pounds, and they're like, all the fries, and all the salt and everything rubs off their face. And I would stand there just defiant, like, bam. And they would go painting me like this. And the McDonald's brothers would pay me massive amount of money. But that's just my case for it. I kind of wish I worked at 10 to McDonald's. I could have stole the toys. Apparently they weren't getting paid well. They shouldn't. They're working at McDonald's. Do they deserve minimum wage? You don't want to pay a 10-year-old minimum wage. They don't understand the value of that yet. You don't want to pay teenagers minimum wage either, because they really don't understand the value of it. But these kids, to me, I'd give them the minimum wage, because you know what? They're younger and they're more entrepreneurial. Maybe they'll own McDonald's franchises. Their mom was the night manager. I applaud her for teaching her children, hey, if I made it with a GED education, and I'm in Kentucky, so I probably don't have half my teeth. I'm a snaggletooth gremlin. Your daddy went to get cigarettes and never came back. And for the most part, I'm always in my nightgown because I own no other clothes, because I'm just too big. And every week, I have to get new pants for work because I ripped them every time. My skin is horrible because I'm always at McDonald's with the grease. But she has taught her children a valuable lesson that if you're born in poverty, you tend to die in poverty. That's just how it is. It's what the founding fathers would have wanted. I'm a genius. I'm telling you, you know, this is good stuff for the children. Cause then deep down, those kids looking at their mom going, well, she's gonna croak any minute. We gotta start thinking about each other, you know? And think she's probably just like, she's probably sitting there like Jabba the Hutt. She can't do it no more. Like, that's the only reason why you get kids involved in child labor. Any parent who's ever had their kids do anything for them is because they're like 5,000 pounds, like, and breathing's hard for them. So that's when they send the kids to do their bidding. Little minions of capitalism. That's what I believe in. We are lucky. We are lucky. Thank you, snaggle-toothed mom in Kentucky, for showing us the way. For showing us what could be in this economy. She's an American hero. Speaking of American heroes, is another American hero who the government once again clamped down on him, stopped him from achieving his dream. And I'm not talking about Donald Trump. This is how we keep the Republican vote. Okay. This is how we keep the Republican listenership. The election was a lie. I don't believe that. The election was stolen. This is how we keep them. The FBI arrested a military member for applying to a fake hitman job that he believed was real. Nashville, Tennessee. The South's winning this week. The Tennessee Air National Guardsman was arrested after federal agents said he responded to an online ad for a hitman through a parody website that he thought was real. They really lowered the acceptance levels at the military, haven't they? You know, this doesn't help with the stereotype that most people in the military are dumb, drive Mustangs, and routinely cheat on their wives left and right. I mean, it doesn't help anything. How do you fall for a parody website? Josiah Garcia, oh, he's one of ours. He's Latino, fuck a duck. Told an undercover FBI agent that he needed the money and thought he would be good at killing people because of his military experience, because he was an excellent marksman, according to an affidavit. Is it wrong to be good at killing people unless the government tells you who to kill? This is a tough economy. He's only got one skill, killing. You won't let him kill people in Iraq anymore. Who is he supposed to kill now? His wife? That's too close to home. They'll catch him if he does that. At least as a hitman, he can have some adventures, you know? Like those Jack Carr books. He can write a journal about it. Maybe sell that as IP to Disney. And they'll make a whole series about it years later. Or like Netflix did with The Irishman. Messages left with the office of the federal defender in Nashville, which was appointed to represent Garcia, were not immediately responded to. Well, they got to find defense for that. Garcia said he came across the website. You ready for this? Rentahitman.com. You mean to tell me you didn't know that was fake? You mean to tell me you think on Beyonce's internet that you can just put rentahitman.com? And no one's, that didn't seem off to you? That didn't seem like that might be fake. Like, had they called it like blacksheep.com or fertilizer.com? Okay. But rent a hitman? While searching the internet for contract mercenary jobs. Oh, so he was just looking for it off rip. Like, he just got to a point where he couldn't. You know, build anything. He couldn't do plumbing. I can kill, so I'll do that. at suggestion of a guard coworker. Whoa, wait a minute. Has the coworker been killing people? Has the coworker been doing hitman shit? Did the coworker set him up? Because there's no way a coworker went, hey man, listen. You know, I know things are hard at home. I know she's fucking somebody else. Because deep down, the coworker is the someone else. And he said, hey, you know what you could do with all your skills? Be a hitman. That sounds like something two friends talk about just when they're drunk. What could we do? Start a cult. Be a hitman. Those are my conversations when I'm drunk or high. It's a little weird to me that bells didn't go off in his head going, yeah, hitman, I don't know if I can get away with that. Or maybe it's because everyone watches John Wick and thinks that the Continental's real. That everyone thinks like everything operates on a gold coin system. Like his coworker's like, take this gold coin and talk to the guy over there. He'll set you up good. And he like goes over there for like a Chuck E. Cheese coin. And he's like, hey, my guy told me you could set me up. And the guy's like, the fuck, you can't even redeem this here. It's a Chuck E. Cheese coin. It doesn't even get you a top prize. The site was originally created in 2005 to advertise a cybersecurity company that never took off. Let's just get sadder by the moment. However, it received many inquiries over the years about murder-hire services. Eventually, the site administrator turned it into a parody site with fake testimonials and an intake form to request services in an area to apply to become a hired killer. Garcia submitted an employment application on February 16th. What do you list? Well, I had dropped out of high school, had nothing else going on. The military took me in. I trained for a little bit in Galveston, and I was immediately shipped out to Afghanistan, where I killed several innocent people. Let's call it 50. My sniper skills are pretty good. M16's a bit easier. You can just spray. And listen, I'm only known for killing brown people, but I can kill other races if you want me to, because I really want this job. You know, I really want to be the best hitman for this company. Now, do I have, you know, experience with detonators? Of course. You know, I've blown up several convoys. I wouldn't ask about how I can work with women, because that's a little questionable given the stories that have come out about what we did over there. But quite frankly, I'm the man for the job, because I kill and I don't think about it until later when my wife pisses me off and all I see is the flashing faces of my victims. And I think maybe she could be a fucking victim, but I don't do it because I'm a good guy and I only want to kill the right people. So are there bad guys in this job, or am I just killing housewives and husbands? Because that's the point. Like, to me, like, if you're going to be a hired killer, that's the thing no one talks about in John Wick, right? We all love John Wick now because he retired and he killed his dog. And we all love the four movies. But no one asks who did John kill before that he retired. Because you know there's some innocent bodies on his case. You mean to tell me like a fucking Russian mobster didn't go, John, kill my wife? You think John Wick was saying, no, he's Baba Yaga. Of course he did it. He's the boogeyman. We never ask these questions, but these are kind of ethical questions you have to ask these days in the hitman job. Me, would I have a line? Of course I'd have a line. I'm not killing animals. That's it. Everyone else. To be fair, right? That's a little unfair. You would have to convince me that the person I'm taking out really needs to be out. Like, you gotta give me like a map. Like, if you take this person out, this goes well and that goes well. Now we're talking. You know what I mean? This has to be real scumbag. Like, I don't want to just be killing innocent people left and right. You know, I don't want to kill real scumbags. The problem is the person hiring you is the scumbag. So you're always probably killing someone who's not a scumbag. So the key to this job really is this: get the money, kill the target, kill the guy who hired you. So you balance it out. So you're not a bad guy. Yes, you did the job, but you also killed the employer. That's the balance out. Now, hearing that, I probably couldn't make it on rentahitman.com. No one would hire me, but at least you'd know I'm honest. Like, hey, I don't like the fact that you hired me, but I'll take the money because I'm broke. Everyone's broke. And that's another thing. It's like, I get it. We shouldn't be allowing our soldiers to go out and be rented hitmen. But who's to say they're wrong? You taught them only how to do one thing. Why don't you use them for other stuff? See, this is why I'm actually pro the CIA these days. Because the CIA would take a guy like that and send him to, you know, South America. And he'd kill rebels out there. Or he can join a private military company. Those guys are cool. They don't really wear, like, fatigues. They wear, like, you know, polo button-ups, camo pants, and bulletproof vests because they're stylish and have sunglasses like I do. I deep down want to be a member of a PMC. But if he had joined a PMC, he'd be doing the same exact thing. They'd just hire him out, go, all right, this cartel leader hired our PMC. We're going to go kill this guy. No questions asked. Watch the movie Sicario. Watch the movie Sicario 2. That's what happens. The Gar Allen Dulles episode, that's what happens. So if anything, this is a failure on the military's part. You didn't give him someone to kill. What's he going to do with himself now? It's tough out there. I feel for this guy, man. I wish I could hire him, but I don't have anyone to get rid of. Or do I? In the follow-up section, he added, why I want this job. I want to know somebody attached to this case so I can see all the other ones I get sent in. I'm looking for a job that pays well, related to my military experience. Parentheses, shooting and killing the marked target. So I can support my kid on the way. What can I say? I enjoy doing what I do. So if I can find a job that is similar to it, such as this one, put me in. You see, he's inspired. This is the kind of guy you want working at your hitman company. This is the kind of guy you want to hire to kill people. He's into it. You know how hard it is to find an employee that motivated these days? This is the Great Resignation, I think. Is it still happening? I hope not. Because this man needs a job. Trying to see what else we got here, Garcia. Oh, so Garcia met the agent at the park where the agent provided him with a fictional target package containing photographs, names, and address and information about a fake person he was supposed to kill. That's the job I want. I want to work for federal agents making those fake packages. Come and get creative with it. Like, I'm going to have like a full story, a whole backstory going into it. And he's going to be like, listen, this guy right here, he's the son of a Russian oligarch. You know what I mean? He's got a whole family, a wife, two kids and all that. Don't kill the wife. Don't kill the kids. We got to kill this guy in a very specific manner. You have to do it while he's at dinner. You got to make sure you poison the food. So get to the chef, put the little poison in his food. I would have the guy go through all of this. He would have to go through the entire mission. And he's like, you're going to have to also like climb through the vent and get a picture of it. Why? Just that's how the mission goes. And like the entire time he thinks he's succeeding and like the actor like fake dies at the table and he like eventually runs out. And then I'm there going, you're under arrest. What do you mean? That was all fake. It's like punked. But with like a former retired military man who thinks he's now a hitman. These are the jobs I want. Why don't you call me back for these jobs? Garcia told agents after his arrest that he had no intention of going through with it. That's not what his resume said. He said he just received a job offer at a Nashville medical center that he intended to take instead. He faces the 10-year in prison for not even killing anybody. Just, you know, taking a job offer. Should people be put in jail for taking a job offer? I don't think so. I've taken plenty of job offers that I reneged on. Some of those guys email me to this day, cursing me out. That's just the way life and capitalism goes, man. But to Joseph Garcia, the only thing I can say is I'm so sorry for your plight. You know, he's got a kid on the way. Is the kid his? Most likely not. typically in these situations, the guy goes away, the wife goes out to play, and the kid no he. The kid not he. So get a DNA test. I suspect the friend's been banging the wife, and that's why he suggested the hitman thing. But I am very much impressed with his resume, or his about him in the resume. He was dedicated. And I think once again, in this economy, the government is hurting everyday workers. Whether you are a child working at McDonald's at 10 years old, whether you're a retired military man looking to be a hitman, I think America should get their hand out of our pockets. My favorite scene in Malcolm X. Get your hand out my pocket. That should be my campaign slogan. Get your hand out my pocket. And it's just like a hitman. Oh, that's not good. They said that before they killed Malcolm X. That's tasteless. I apologize infinitely. But it is my favorite, one of my favorite movies. But I feel for this Joseph Garcia. I just, especially on Memorial Day weekend, you know, when we were remembering the troops recently, he has been forgotten. How can we forget our veterans at a time like this? We forget them. We throw them away. We don't necessarily provide them with the best health care, mentally, physically. We also don't provide them with new enemies to kill. And that's a problem. It leads to things like this. So I would call on President Biden to don't throw away our soldiers. Just give them new targets. There's plenty of governments we could be overthrowing. All of South America is our oyster. Why not continue? China's going into Africa. Let's start overthrowing them. Australia. Fuck the koala bears. Let's start overthrowing them. Antarctica has not been conquered yet. Let's go get the penguins. They're marching. This is the time to start giving our soldiers new people to kill. That's my platform. That's my platform. Sammy would have liked this episode. Sammy would have been laughing right there. Sammy would have been like, you're right, Ralph. You're right about the hitman. I'm like, you're damn right, Sammy. I am right. Sammy would have been really happy that 10-year-olds were learning, like him, how to work and eventually die on the job. He also would have been very interested in downloading Power Pedo Priest, the video game that's now in development. We are just happy to be here for good old Sammy and his family. And hopefully we get a replacement Sammy soon. Stan's been calling all his brothers and they're a little shaky about taking the job. But you will have a replacement. Because unlike our government, we do not throw people away. We just replace them immediately. Because the mission is never over. And because we also know how this one, and all of them, it seems, are going to end.